Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Cabinet enhances fund allocation for Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampara Yojana and NCDC. Center reports major progress in infrastructure development across Northeast. Nagaland bids farewell to retiring Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam. And 24th Dr. T. Ao Trophy Inter-District Football Championship 2025 to kick off tomorrow. Now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for ongoing Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampara Yojana during 15th Finance Commission cycle. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the approval includes 1,000 crore rupees to support setting up of 50 multi-product food irradiation units and 100 food testing labs with NABL accreditation. The approval also includes 920 crore rupees for sanctioning projects under various components of the Yojana.
साइंटिफिक तरीके अपनाने से किसानों की इनकम में सुधार आता है इसीलिए जरूरी है कि इंटरनेशनल स्टैंडर्ड्स पे एक्सपोर्ट्स को बढ़ावा देने के लिए फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स की स्थापना की जाए तो आज के फैसले में 1000 करोड़ स्पेसिफिकली रखा गया 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए
The cabinet also approved a 2,000 crore rupees grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, for 4 years till 2028 to 29. On the basis of grant in aid, NCDC will be able to raise 20,000 crore rupees from open market over a span of 4 years. The move will help NCDC mobilize more funds for lending to cooperatives.
ये जो लोन्स जाते हैं करीब करीब 8.25 लाख कोऑपरेटिव्स को जाते हैं 29 करोड़ मेंबर्स हैं जिनके और 94% फार्मर्स हैं उसके साथ जुड़े हुए इस तरह का जो फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट सिस्टम बना है इसको और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए 2000 करोड़ रुपए 4 साल में एवरी ईयर 500 करोड़ रुपीज ये आज के कैबिनेट के अप्रूवल का क्रक्स है
The government has reported significant progress in infrastructure development across the northeastern region. Informing the Rajya Sabha today on initiatives taken in the region, Minister of State Dr. Sukanta Majumdar said over 16,000 kilometers of national highways has been constructed. In the railway sector, 12 projects covering 777 kilometers and costing nearly 70,000 crore rupees have been sanctioned, with 278 kilometers already commissioned. Under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, more than 80,000 kilometers of roads and over 2,100 bridges have been completed. Meanwhile, digital connectivity is also improving across rural areas with over 6,300 gram panchayats connected and more than 3,000 mobile towers commissioned. Further, Dr. Majumdar said 90 routes connecting 12 airports and heliports have been made operational under the Uran scheme. Nagaland's Chief Secretary, Dr. J. Alam, retired from service today after an illustrious career spanning 34 years, serving both the state and the centre. He held the post of Chief Secretary for 4 years and 9 months. Addressing a farewell program at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat in Kohima, Dr. Alam described the day as the closing of a cherished chapter in his life. He said, Nagaland has been a home, a calling and a source of enduring inspiration. He reflected on how the people, culture and challenges of the state shaped him both professionally and personally.
As I reflect on my journey for the last 3.5 decades, I remember when I came face to face with the ground realities of Nagaland, the strength and warmth of our people and the complexity of the challenges that governance must rise to meet. That actually shaped me as an officer. And I have got support from the state government, the officials, the various tribal bodies, the service associations, and from student bodies, and from all walks of life. And I feel really grateful.
Dr. Alam recalled taking over during the COVID-19 pandemic, steering the state through tough times, including natural disasters, climate challenges, and digital transformation in governance. Calling his service in Nagaland the greatest honor of his life, Dr. Alam expressed gratitude to the government, officials, tribal and civil bodies for their support during his tenure and urged continued support for his successor to help realize the vision of a stronger Nagaland. Sintiyangar Imchan will assume office of the Chief Secretary from tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has extended warm greetings to the Ao community on the occasion of Tsengremong, a pre-harvest festival of Thanksgiving. Mr. Ryo hoped that the festival will usher in a season of abundance, happiness and unity. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Both the houses today faced repeated adjournments following opposition parties' uproar over the issues demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha three times before being finally adjourned for the day. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal addressed both the houses on the reciprocal tariff announced by the US on Indian goods, saying the government is examining implications of the 25% tariffs. He said the country will take all steps to protect national interests and consulting with all stakeholders, including farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs and industry bodies.
Take all necessary steps to secure and advance our national interests.
Both houses also congratulated scientists for the successful launch of the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite. The government has said that at present 585 Akashwani FM stations and 388 private FM radio stations are operational in the country. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said this in a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha. He said the annual license fees for FM channels in 234 new uncovered cities will be charged at 4% of gross revenue. The minister informed that the fee for the northeastern states and Jammu and Kashmir will be charged 2% of gross revenue for an initial period of 3 years. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan highlighted that 6,000 rupees is being transferred to farmers in three installments under the scheme, with each installment issued every 4 months. Kohima is all set to host the 24th Dr. T. Ao Trophy Inter-District Football Championship 2025. The tournament will kick off tomorrow at IG Stadium Kohima, with all 17 districts vying for the coveted title. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo will grace the event as special guest. Convener of the organizing committee, MLA Kevipodi Sofie, said preparations are in full swing with every effort being made to ensure the championship is a grand success. He said, with participation of all 17 districts, the event will showcase Naga unity besides cultural and artistic presentations.
Tomorrow, all the tribes and from all the districts, all the 17 district participants will be coming. So somewhat like a show of our Naga unity. This is a very good opportunity that our Nagas are brought together as one family. And through this kind of sport, our people should be united and our tribalism should be do away with.
On the opening day, no entry fee to the stadium will be charged and free bus shuttle service from High School Junction to IG Stadium will be provided from 4 p.m. onwards. In the first match of the tournament, host Kohima District will take on Seminyu District. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Cabinet enhances fund allocation for Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampara Yojana and NCDC. Centre reports major progress in infrastructure development across the Northeast. Nagaland bids farewell to retiring Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam. And 24 Dr. T. Ao Trophy Inter-District Football Championship 2025 to kick off tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.